ask the Honorable Mr. John Hollis, is this an organization you're familiar with? Are you familiar with the Sussex Child Health Promotion Coalition?
Yes, sir.
Could you come up and share with us just a little bit about that?
Good afternoon. Before I take a few minutes to talk about the Sussex County Child Health Promotion Coalition, as a lifelong resident of this county, I want to thank you for your sacrificial service to make Sussex County the enjoyable place to live and to help each other that it is. I speak with great enthusiasm for many people who probably haven't taken the opportunity to thank you for what you do and for stepping up to serve our county. 3 years ago, the Nemours Foundation, of which I'm an employee, encouraged the formation of a citizens-based group to address the worst health problem in the history of our nation. The most pressing childhood epidemic is upon us. To the degree, I won't go into a lot of detail, but to the degree, if you look at children in grade 2 and below, they will be the first generation in the history of this country to have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. The reason for that is adult onset diabetes, which was typically a medical condition at age 50 or beyond, with increased prevalence as being found in young children, adolescents, and younger. There's a 100% correlation with coronary artery disease if diabetes onsets an adolescent, found by the Center for Disease Control. And it is going to basically bankrupt our healthcare system. The Nemours Foundation is committed to addressing this pressing issue, but the only way the issue can be addressed is if average families and citizens come together to help their children's health outlook. In addition to the astronomical costs that this epidemic is going to have, the human pain and suffering through adult onset diabetes and all the related medical conditions is staggering. That's the bad news. Let me share some good news. Since the last 3 years ago at the formation of this coalition, there are now over 140 active member organizations. These organizations have worked together in such a way to accomplish some of the following things. All the school districts in Sussex County are involved in an effort built around a formula of 5-2-1, almost none, developed by the physicians at Nemours. That's 5 fruits and vegetables a day, 2 hours or less of screen time, 1 hour physical activity, and almost no sugar-flavored drinks. As an evidence here in Sussex County, 10,000 children this coming school year will enjoy fresh fruits and vegetables locally produced. During the period of a little over the last year, 15,000 Sussex County residents have received food through the food banks coordinated through many local churches in high-need areas, and at the same time had health screenings and other measures to call their awareness to the health situation that not only affects the children, but affects the family. This summer, for example, through efforts of the coalition, all Sussex County libraries will be using a healthy story time guide with their summer story time with their children. This and many other reasons have caused some pretty exciting things to happen. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, which is the largest medical-based foundation in the country, selected the Sussex County Health Child Promotion Coalition as one of 60 finalists out of almost 600 applicants. Now, to be successful with the 30 successful applicants out of those 60, one of the criteria they look at is broad-based community support. They're impressed with the 140 members. They're equally impressed by some of the commitments that have been made by leadership. All the municipal governments have been involved, and many of you that I'm speaking now have been very supportive of this effort as individuals. It will be a significant gain for Sussex County if the Robert Wood Johnson Group grants this award to Sussex County to create what is called a healthy eating, active living community. any major societal changes happen because communities adopt the path. And that's why I ask for your support for our own Sussex Child Health Promotion Coalition. It has gained national recognition, not just by Robert Wood Johnson, but just this past week, the Center for Disease Control, recognizing this as the most serious threat to children, selected the Child Health Promotion Coalition from Sussex County as presenters in their first ever conference, national conference, to address this problem. So this effort, which has been an accumulation of school districts, child care centers, Delaware Tech, businesses, a number of organizations, youth development, youth serving organizations, have come together to unite Sussex County to address this epidemic. There are early indications that the goal to make Sussex County children the healthiest in the nation by 2015 are underway. It's just a beginning. So the support of this effort by this council will be greatly appreciated, and I can commit as a Sussex Countyan and also in a leadership role with the Nemours Foundation that we stand to work hand in hand with Sussex County. In closing, some evidence of other organizations working hand in hand, we commissioned, that being Nemours, a return on investment study. It was done over a period of a year on four organizations: the Woodbridge School District, Allen's Family Foods, a poultry producer, Delaware Tech, and the Boys and Girls Club of Western Sussex. As we look at the dollars that have been invested to date, the organization and method of use of this county, of the Sussex County Coalition, has produced $1.5 million of in-kind investment towards the cause. And it's that sort of commitment that I think is going to make this successful. So I've shared some bad news, but I've shared, even more importantly, some very encouraging news. Sussex County can easily become, or is becoming, one of the top recognized organizations and counties in the United States for creating healthy eating, active living communities. The beneficiaries certainly will be our families, but the true beneficiaries will be those little children that attend school in Sussex, who live in Sussex, and are going to have healthier lives. Also, one closing point is that it's not just restricted to healthy eating, active living. I'm proud to tell you that the Sussex Coalition has been selected by Operation Warm for the distribution of free coats to needy children, and that will kick in this winter of 2009-2010. So it's a multi-dimensional organization committed to improving the quality of life in Sussex County, as this council does every time you meet and deliberate and decide. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mrs. Webb, is there a number they're requesting? A dollar set number?
Yes, I believe he's requesting $20,000. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Do you have that in your account?
What do we have any funds available to utilize?
Well, you would have your individual discretionary grant, and there's some money left in the county council grant account.
Well, why don't we defer and find out where the money is, and where, and you come back with a suggestion next week or something.
Do you know now where the money is?
There's approximately $18,000 in county council grants available.
In the discretionary account?
No, in the county council grant account. That's a grant account where we pay for things such as return day, the softball team.
The other many, many more.
That's not grant and aid.
No, this is nothing to do with the grant and aid
package. All right.
Well,
and this is in the 2009 budget, correct?
This is in the 2009 budget.
Okay, mm-hmm. Which ends June 30th.
Yes.
But we can use it next year if we have any left over.
That's correct, we could.
Yeah.
I think, personally, I'd like to commend the coalition and Mr. Hollis. I think what they are doing for our children is fantastic. And I think that anything we can do to assist them, assist that program, is going to pay us many dividends down the road. I will make a motion that we take $18,000 from the county council grants, and we'll see if we get this, and $500 from Councilman Wilson.
Yes.
You're going to clean the count out for the one?
That's correct. Councilman Cole, Councilman Phillips, and myself.
I'll get $500 right along with Joan Deaver. I'll match yours.
She doesn't have any money to give.
Lynn done spent it all, hon.
Which is a total $20,000, $18,555.
I have a motion from Mr. Vincent to appropriate that money as he read the motion. Mr., is there a second? Mr. Wilson, is there a second?
Is there a second?
I have a motion by Mr. Vincent and a second by Mr. Wilson to appropriate $18,000 from the Councilmatic account and $500 each from Mr. Cole, Phillips, Wilson, and Vincent. Is there any discussion? If not, we'll take the vote. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
And Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
No.
And I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you for doing such a great job.
Thank you for what you do.
I've seen firsthand what you're doing, and it's exceptional.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I don't know about the $18,000.
Okay. Western Sussex Boys and Girls Club.
Can you do something?
Would you decide at 500?
That's
I'll make a motion that we grant them $500 from my account if we have a full account for $20,000.
Is there a second? Mr. Wilson, you want to help us out here?
I'll second.
We're not Thank spending you. Any of your money.
Thank you.
I have a motion and a second to grant $500 from Mr. Phillips, $500 from Mr. Vincent to the Western Sussex Boys and Girls Club. Is there any discussion? If not, Ms. Deaver?
Well, I hope you're going to do the same for the one in the Hubs Beach. Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Cape Hanel Open School District.
Mr. Cole, you got some of those Cape kids?
I guess. Yeah. Got a couple.
Who was the letter written to?
Mr. Cole.
Dear
County Council.
That would be Mrs. Deaver and myself. She doesn't have any money, so I'll give them. How much did they say any kind of amount?
No, they did not.
I'll give
But it's a technology walk.
What the heck is that?
$300.
They promote fitness and fun, education experience for elementary, so it's.
$300. Do the technology walk.
Technology walk.
Ms. Deaver, would you like to second that motion?
No.
Buddy, Mr. Cole.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion and a second to grant $300 from Mr. Cole's account to Cape Hanel Open School District for the technology walk. Any discussion? Ms. Deaver?
No.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
Family and Workplace Connection.
What is that?
What is it?
That's you, Sam.
That's, would be Mr. Wilson. It is a position, well, it is funding for someone at the Dell Tech Center for teachers and daycare providers to help with that situation.
Who's the money go to? Dell Tech?
No.
No, Families and Workplace Connection.
Is it?
Georgia
is
gave
a place.
It last few years they've been giving money.
Last year they received $5,000, $1,000 each. But what they're going to use is for the money to be used in all those areas. For homeschooling, educating students, daycare providers, tutorials. They're trying to keep this job alive for Sussex County students.
A lot of people goes out for information, right?
Excuse me?
I said a lot of people goes out for information.
Yep.
School teachers and all students and everybody goes out for all this information. These people are there to have it available for them.
They're a partnership. It's like a resource learning center.
Yep.
Could I get a motion?
I make a motion.
But what's the amount? What's your?
I'm hoping someone would articulate that in a motion.
I'll make a motion. I'll give $1,000. We give $1,000.
Second.
Each.
No, not each.
Each.
He didn't say each. He said he'd give $1,000.
I'll give $1,000 each. I make a motion. The all council give $1,000. Well, you give $1,000 last year, George.
Well, I don't know. I got a bad taste in my mouth today about spending all this money.
Me too.
We're in times of recession. And
so you want to come back next week?
Throwing money out. No. You go ahead. Get to see what the majority wants to do.
Have you withdrawn your second?
Me? No, I'll second.
Okay. I have a motion and a second to give $1,000 from Cole, Phillips, Wilson, and Vincent to Family and Workplace Connection for operating
district.
Expenses.
This is for your district, Mike. It comes from all over the whole county. These people do it to that library.
No discussion.
What did we give them, what did council give them previously?
$5,000 fee.
Yes, that's correct.
We gave them $5,000 last year.
That was the first year of the grant last year.
I still don't know what they do.
Resource center.
For,
For.
Homeschools, daycares.
Teachers, homeschoolers, students.
And it's at Del Tech?
Yes.
It's a.
We know how much money the state spends there. I don't get it.
It's not part of Del Tech.
Well.
Learning center. I'm trying to find some information that'll help you.
I had that question last year, because I thought, well, it's kind of strange, why are we supporting Del Tech in this, but.
Well, I have a motion.
Other research, it's a good idea.
I have a motion and second on the floor. If there's no further discussion, we will take the vote. Ms. Dever?
No, I think we spent enough money today.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
I vote yes.
I vote yes, motion carried.
And AFRAM?
Now, is that for the Eastern Shore or Sussex County?
Delmarva.
Where is the festival being held?
Is located in Seaford.
It's going to be in Seaford?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Vincent, would you like to support that?
That is where.
I certainly will. What's the council done previously?
We don't spend $18,000 on the other. We got money now.
Mr. Dukes did 1,000 last year and 100 each for a total of 500 previous years. 6 years beyond that. His 1,000 last year was Alice's own discretionary, and then it went 100 apiece.
Did they ask for any specific amount of money?
No. It's sponsorships, like platinum, gold, silver, bronze.
Make a motion to give them $500 from my discretionary account.
Second.
Have a motion and second. Any discussion? Take the vote. Ms. Dever?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Introduction of proposed zoning ordinances.
Thank you, Mr. Phillips. To be introduced this afternoon is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from a GR, General Residential District, to a GRRPC, General Residential District, Residential Planned Community, for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Indian River 100, Sussex County, containing 22.66 acres of land.
Which district is it in? Which 100?
It is?
Indian River.
It's mine. I'll introduce it.
Okay. Is that all?
Ooh, I got a lot.
I believe that's the only one, Mr. Phillips.
Okay, there is no additional business brought before council per the sign-up sheet.
There's somebody here for that, I think.
Would you like to speak? You can sign up right now.
We'll sign you up right now.
We have on-the-spot sign-up.
Remove the sign-up here.
That's okay. You can write your name.
I'll be glad to hear from you.
I just want to share.
Tell her when. Go. Hurry up.
Ms. Sis, you have 3 minutes.
I have some pictures of, I don't know if I'm allowed to share anything. That's okay.
3 minutes.
Yeah.
Quick.
I have some pictures here, and it'll show you my home and the shed. I want to thank you today for allowing me to speak. Yes, the problem we have has become a mess, but the mess is not about me, or it should not be about me. I have tried in every way to present my position according to the code. This business about the shed has become personal, and it should be issue-based, code-based, and it isn't. The residents in Sierra Village are fighting the double-wide mobiles being placed on single-wide lots. Not only are some placed 5 feet from the road, which is extremely dangerous, some are placed too close to their neighbors' homes. This is a safety hazard because of all the fires we have experienced in Sierra Village, and for privacy. We have one in Sierra on Dodd Avenue where part of their driveway is on their neighbor's property, and on the other side, they could not even put steps. So we are just to sit there and allow this to continue to go on. The decisions this county is making affects many, many people living in our park. We are requesting, we are begging, we are pleading with this council to fix this. How? To place a 10-foot setback on all mobiles roadside. We've got many mobiles in our park that are 5 feet from the road, around corners, blind corners, and it's extremely dangerous. We have begged and pleaded for the past 5 years to get some of these ordinances changed, fixed in any way that we can. Can Sun Corp comply with this? Absolutely. They have placed mobiles on the small lots that fit the lots with no variances. I have a pile of evidence here. Everything I'm talking about, I have the evidence, emails, letters, variances to prove it all. This is just for the past year, and this is only for the shed issue. I work on many other issues. I'm president of the Sierra Homeowners Association. We have asked that all in this council come in to see Sierra Village for a tour so we can show you what Suncorp has placed on the lots and what this county has allowed them to do. One of your members has taken the tour and witnessed firsthand the problems we are having with the decisions that this county is making. When he met with the regional manager and Suncorp's lawyer, he stated to them that they have made a mess out of this park. No wonder the people are in an uproar. Many officials in this county have directly stated to me there is a problem with the approval process, with variances being okayed at a rate of 99% approval. And I have a paper here with some of the ones that have just been approved not too long ago. In here I have 13 listed. They all were approved. In here I have 14 listed. They were all approved except for one. These people did not show hardship. They did not show what they were supposed to. We don't understand why this is occurring. You have a single wide home and you have people on either side. Maybe that won't affect them as much. But when you keep on approving things like this in a mobile home park, it calls for a disaster. And you have these out-of-state real estate companies that are coming in. They're placing mobiles for their profit, for their convenience and their profit. So I deviate a little bit there. We come before your board of adjustments, sometimes 15 or more in attendance with many letters in protest. Using your code, we point out where it states the applicant has to prove hardship to relieve practical difficulties and the variance would not alter the essential characteristics of the neighborhood. When you place a mobile 5 feet from the road, you have now changed the characteristic and blocked the view of your neighbor, not to mention the safety factor. But your board approves it anyway. Obviously, we don't matter. That's why we're not showing up at any more Board of Adjustments meetings. My family has lived in Sierra since 1965. We have had three sheds in the back of our home. The first one placed around 1969. There's a concrete pad with a marking stating the date the pad was placed, 1969. The markings on the concrete pad are very clear that three sheds, the size of each shed is 8x10. A number of officials from this county have witnessed this, one sitting on this council. I ask again all of you to come and see firsthand what I'm testifying to. I have the evidence, but seeing it firsthand makes all the difference. There's not one person, either from the county, the legislatures, lawyers, and the DMHOA officials, that when they come in to see this for themselves, they are appalled at what Suncorp has done and this county has allowed. Before the last 5 years, that's when Suncorp took over the management, we never had a problem. You never saw us before this board or any of the council meetings. It wasn't until Suncorp started to place the double wides on single wide lots. We complained. Finally, this came to the county and they put a moratorium on all building permits for over a year. What a year apiece that was. The moratorium was lifted November 2nd, 2007. That's when the county started with the sheds, now requiring a variance and survey before you got your building permit. Why? Because sheds would not meet the code if it was placed under accessory buildings. And then I have a whole list of sheds, and you can see there's a dinky little shed here. It's not a shed. It's a utility bin. I mean, but that would have to pay $600 to $1,000 to get it placed. This is just insanity, especially with the economy the way it is. And the other thing I understand is when you go before the Board of Adjustments with all that they verify, so we're now paying for sheds, which we never did before, and I can verify that, for $600 to $1,000, they're going to prove it anyhow. So it just doesn't make sense to us to go this route, because prior to this moratorium and all of the variances that we put before the Board of Adjustments, there was never one shed involved. We never had a variance for one shed. The moratorium was lifted, and all of a sudden we had sheds in the mix. And our park is going crazy over this. Are they sheds? Are they buildings? How can you place these under that heading? With the small lots, none meet the code. So now you are charging $600 to $1,000 to place a unit, and I have them here. Do you realize how ridiculous this has become? Before this moratorium, we had never had to get a variance for a shed. And again, I can prove this. I have some of the pictures for other variances, and I have them here.
Mrs. Sis, I've let you go a couple extra minutes, so come to a conclusion, because we do try to keep
I'm
it.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Get to a good point.
I ask you if we, the residents, do not care about the sheds in Sierra Village, and neither does Suncorp, and we know that to be a fact, why is the county so insistent on putting sheds in there? Please remove sheds from the mix. They were never in the mix before. The proof is before you. Article 115151, Administration and Enforcement, this is in your code. It shall be the duty of the Sussex County Council, you five, to administer and enforce the regulations prescribed herein. Under my shed falls under your code, page 31, 115, 199, damage or destruction. If a building is damaged, you are calling sheds buildings, so we aren't, but you are. If a building is damaged by any natural cause, such as fire, wind, flood, it may be repaired or reconstructed and used as before the time of the damage. I have a wealth of information that I can share, and I would love to do that. Please come in, take a tour, so I can give you the information. I happen to agree with some of the things that even Lawrence Lank has stated, maybe getting out the 35% of 35% of 5,000 square feet. There's things that we can work on. What has happened is I've been moved aside in some of these negotiations and discussions. I've worked on this for 5 years. I'm easy to get along with, believe it or not. And only thing I see in the code, accessory buildings need to be removed from this code. It is our code under manufactured homes.
We'll cut you off at that point.
I
did visit this park, gentlemen, and it is if the Sun communities, the owners of the park, have a plan, it's a poor plan. In the old days when Mr. Marsh originally owned that park, everything was lined up nice, hedges, everything, it was very uniform, very neat and clean, everything was well placed, and he ran a great, nice park. It's with this current ownership, it just seems like the board has been so gracious in its variances. You've got stuff all over the place, all different types of products, and it is a sight to see. So
it's all jammed up pretty bad.
Yep.
Pretty bad.
Mrs. Deaver is also,
I think both of us visited
the site, and there is problems there. Mrs. Sisk has a very good point on issues with I think the Board of Adjustment and the variances that have been granted over the years. So thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And don't tell anybody you got all that additional time. It's because the president left. Gentlemen, the next thing on the agenda is we have, where we find my agenda, I believe it is the executive session for personnel pending potential litigation, land acquisition. So anybody make a motion, we go into executive session.
Make a motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We'll go into executive session. We'll be back in a few minutes.